Turn left. Turn right. Your destination is on the left. Turn left. Turn left. Your destination is ahead.
We are trying to navigate life correctly and follow God's lead in life. There are many routes to take, many distractions and noises, and sometimes unsettling circumstances. But as we keep our focus on the GPS, God's positioning system, listen to His voice, and follow His directions and lead, we will reach our destination successfully.
All right. So I have this secret love for a GPS. All right. Like, I adore using GPSs. I use them in local trips. Like, in Port Allegheny, guys, it's a small town. We're looking at like 2,000 people, okay? I don't know where on earth these things are. I can't find anything in Port Allegheny at times, okay? Like, it's small. How can you not? It's like right there. So I'm looking for this place called Zito Media, and it's like the internet / media provider of Port Allegheny. And so here I am going around town looking for this place, and I can't find it. So here I go. I put it in my GPS. I'm like, I might not know where it is. I mean, I traveled around here like 10,000 times. I'm wasting my gas and all that stuff. And I put it in, and wouldn't you know it, I drive past it like several times. And there it is. Bingo. The GPS takes me to that location. I'm a big fan of using GPSs. I really am. I use them even when somebody tells me, hey, you want to come over, and I haven't been to their house before, and they're like trying to tell me directions. I'm like, no. I got it. I got it. What's your address? And I put it in, right? And it takes you there. Sometimes it takes you a way that we don't want to go, but it takes you there. All right? And we're going to talk about that. So I use them on long trips, use them on small trips, and they're great to use. It's like that assurance, right? It's that thing that we use for direction, for assurance that we'll get there safely, hopefully. And it's easy, all right? It's that direction that we need in life when it comes to driving somewhere, going somewhere. Now, when we walk through life, as we're living as people, as children of God or as seekers of God, we're walking through life, and ultimately we might find ourselves in a certain situation right now that, number one, you might be starting a journey in this life where you're like, what is it I'm supposed to be doing? You're starting fresh. You felt God lead you in a direction, or you're at this place where you're feeling tugged over here, and you're starting this journey in any area, right? Like things like, what job are you supposed to take and consider? Or what church are you supposed to attend? Or what person are you supposed to marry? I mean, these are all things. What college am I going to be attending? And on and on and on and on. So you might be finding yourself in that mode right now, saying, where is it I'm supposed to be going? And you have those questions, and that's okay to have those questions. That's where we seek the Lord. Or you might be at a place right now in your life where you're like, man, I did things my own way. I didn't really seek out God. I didn't really seek out what He has for me. So I'm in this place where I'm going nuts because I'm not sure where on earth I'm supposed to turn. Like, I'm looking to start this GPS because I am totally lost. Been there when you're driving? You ever been totally lost? It stinks, all right? It totally stinks. And so you might be at that place right now saying, God, I need your help. Help me fix this mess because I don't know where to turn. So wherever you find yourself today, either starting a fresh journey or in the middle of a journey, and you're just sitting there like, where do I go next? God, help me. Ah, mayday, mayday, going down type deal. No matter where you're at today in this life, you have to understand something. I got some good news for you. Ready for some good news? All right. I like when people are good and we're ready and we're just hungry for God's word. It makes it exciting. So the truth is, we can have direction in our lives. This is really good news, I promise you. You can have direction in your life. You can have clear guidance in your life on where it is we're supposed to turn, where we're supposed to go, and all the answers to the questions that we have. God has them. You see, we can be the people that God will show His plans and purposes to. You're not exempt from that. Sometimes I think we put God and we limit him. We put him in this box that says, well, I'm so lost right now that God can't even help me right now. Like, there's no way God could totally speak to me and put me on the right track or the right path in this life. Because I feel so lost already. And I just want to tell you that that is not the case. Here's the good news. I get really, really excited about this part. And I hope you are ready, because I want to share that excitement with you. You see, God has placed his Holy Spirit in every single believer in this room. That's really big. The Holy Spirit is that same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead, from the grave, after he was crucified. I'm really hoping that registers right now. Because that means when you say yes to Jesus, he puts his seal of approval on you, saying, this one's mine. And what he does is he places his Spirit in you. And he says, I am with them to the end of this age, and then some. So you have God, the Spirit of the living God, dwelling inside of you right now if you confess the name of Jesus. That's big. If you don't realize that right now, that's big. That's huge, all right? As Prez would say. But we can have God direct us. He is that GPS system that we're looking for. And so how do we get that? Well, we get his Holy Spirit. That's our direction. And if that's not enough for you, we have the Bible, which is God's roadmap to us to show us what his truth is, the foundation that we go to, the word of God that is our guide, that we totally put our trust, hope, and belief in, because that is the exact representation of God's truth that Jesus lived out, man. That's what we go to, the foundation of our faith, all right? That's scripture. So we can know what his will is. We can have confidence in walking forward in the plans and purposes of God. We getting that today? So if you're feeling like you're overwhelmed, that you're not sure what's going on, what direction to go, I just want to encourage you and say there is hope. And I want you to hear this message today in the mindset of hope. In the mindset of hope and not hopelessness. But here's the thing, guys. We need to be open to what the Spirit of God is speaking. We need to have our hearts ready to what the Spirit of God is speaking. Because here's the thing that happens. Oftentimes, we get in the way. Notice that? We get in the way. Our self, our motives, our desires, and what we want gets in the way. And what happens is it drowns out the plans and purposes of God at times, because we're too busy being so focused on us that we can't hear God because we're screaming. Because we're the God of our own lives in this area or this area, or maybe our whole life. And we're not ready to surrender that over to him because we like our life way too much. And when we put ourselves before God, God who wants to guide and direct us, who wants to say, I want you to navigate this way, turn left here. When he's saying, don't do that stuff, but we're so focused on ourselves and everything about us, and we don't care what God has to say because our plans and purposes for our life seem so much better at this moment, that means we don't really care what God's saying. So we kind of miss out on what he's trying to say in our lives. And that's where the struggles and the heartache and the other things come from that kind of bring us down. How do you combat that? You have to die to self. Jesus said it. He says, if you're going to follow me, you need to take up your cross daily and follow me. Take up your cross daily. What was the cross, man? It was a death instrument that people died on. It was a Roman form of execution. Deadly, made for you to suffer. And so Jesus went through that. And what he was saying is, everybody who confesses my name, you're to die to yourself, your wants, your desires daily, and follow me. See, that's how you get yourself out of the way. But that's going to be a process for some of us, isn't it? That's hard. It can be hard, but it can be done because the strength comes from Jesus and not yourself. Now, if we want to clearly hear from God, we need to get our hearts focused on him. And if we don't, that's typically where we miss God in situations. But good news is, you missed God, he can totally re-navigate you, okay? That's the good news. So let's start out today opening up the Proverbs 29:18. I believe we also have the Bible app going on, so if you want to open up your Bible app on your phone or your device and follow along there under Open Arms Community Church, you can do that or follow along in your outlines. But Proverbs 29:18 tells us, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Divine guidance. You see, again, we do things our own way. We're like all over the place. Another translation says, where there's no revelation, people cast off restraint. So it's like we're going all over the place. We're kind of just guessing. We're walking around like this, like, okay, I guess this is where I'm going to shoot. I guess this is where I'm going to go. And you better hope somebody's not right there, okay, that's going to get in the way. Because you're just kind of playing that guessing game. Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? And if we don't accept divine guidance to help us through situations and to lead us into certain situations and certain destinations, guess what? We're going to get our own results, which are mediocre compared to what his results would be for your life. Divine guidance being his word and his spirit. So I want to tell you something. There is no need for a psychic to tell you what it is you need to do in life. There's no need for that. Or a medium. Why? First off, God says not to do that stuff. But secondly, why do we go towards things? Why do we do that? Because oftentimes we want to have the instant gratification, instant results. And we're not hearing it clearly from God because whatever reason. So what we're going to do is do something different. We're going to go put things in our own hands and seek out answers in our own ways, which are not answers from God at all. They're actually answers from the devil and actually answers from this world. What about, why do we go to self-help books that say, here's how you do life. You do it this way. You do it this way, you get these results. Well, the biggest help book we could ever have is not really a self-help book at all. It's a book on life, and that's the Bible. That's the thing we go to. We don't need the latest guru telling us how to live life this way or this way or this way. We need what Jesus says, because that's the access to destinations in your life. That's what you need. That's the GPS that we're looking for. Because honestly, why wouldn't you go to the one who knows the beginning from the end and from the beginning? Think about it. I mean, he knows time, man. He created it. And he sees everything. He looks at us and he can guide us. He knows everything about you. The very hairs on your head are numbered. I love making a joke that some of us don't have hair, so he knows the skin cells on your head. All right? The very skin cells on your head are numbered. He knows it. And so why wouldn't we go to him? Why wouldn't we talk to him? Why wouldn't we do that instead of finding other methods, putting things in our own hands? So how does God guide us? In your outlines, God guides us through the roadmap of Scripture, the written word, and the voice of the Spirit, the revealed word. So we see that he guides us with two different guides, yet they join together and they're one. It's really cool. So God's word is the roadmap. It's the given word to every single person in this room, okay? That means we can look at it as a foundation, the roadmap we look at saying, aha, that's how I get to this street. Aha, that's how I get to this. So this is what we follow. And it's the same for everybody in this room. There's no gray area on that, all right? It's black and white. This is what God says to do, so we follow it. And this is what he says, we're going to do it. We're going to obey. And that's the same for every Christian, okay? The roadmap never changes. On a map, when you look at the atlas of the world, it's not like, oh, suddenly a new thing just formed and it's right there on a map. No, it is the same from the beginning to the end, all right? God's word is what we go to. And if you're ever on a journey where it contradicts that foundation, that word, guess what? You have to recalculate. You turn around. That's the guide. So we say, recalculate. And we turn and we go the way it tells us to go. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 through 17, love this verse. All Scripture, that's God's word, everything that you see in that Bible, is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God's word, the written word of God to you and I. Man, that blow your mind? So when you hold a Bible, or you have it on your phone in an app, or you read the words on a screen, or in a paper, whatever, guess what? You're reading eternity. You're reading something that comes from Almighty God. You're reading something that's been divinely inspired by Him, has been God-breathed by Him. And that is in our midst, man. That's something we can have in front of us at all times. The words of God Almighty, your Creator, the one who knows you more than anybody else, the one who knows every little detail about your life, He wrote to you and I on how to live this life as a guide. But some of us, we don't even look at it. That's not to stab anybody. That's not to cut anybody down. Because I think we all go through seasons where we're more into it than not. But honestly, we have to get that down. We have to know what it says. And you can't rely on your pastors. You can't rely on your friends to take responsibility for you to learn the Word of God. It comes down to you and your study and how much time you spend in it to know it. I mean, it's His Word. You see, the Word of God, it says, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. What does righteousness mean? It means normal, right, just, the state of being as one ought to be. Here's the thing. The world has made unrighteousness normal. I want you to get this real quick. Normal is righteousness. It was like that from the beginning. That's the way God intended for us to be. We are to live a life of righteousness in front of Him, the way things are supposed to be, to put our total trust in Him, our confidence in Him, who He is. But the world says something totally different. It screams unrighteousness, which that's become the new normal, where that shouldn't be normal. The normal is actually righteousness. But we made unrighteousness normal, doing things our own way. But the good news is, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of what? All unrighteousness. That comes through Jesus to restore us again. Faithful and just is our God who can do that. Righteous. And that's the way God wants us to live our lives. Righteous before Him, which means we do things His way, which means we follow His example, which means we follow His plan for our life. That's the Word of God. That's what it leads us into. And our ways will never produce the results we desire. His ways will. So what are roadmaps good for? In your outlines, roadmap is the general guidance applicable to everyone. I think I should have said roadmaps, but roadmap is good. A roadmap is applicable for everyone, meaning every person follows the same roadmap. Okay? That doesn't change for anybody. You're not exempt from it. You can't say things like, well, God, it might be good for this person not to do that, but, to me it's okay. Like, you understand, right? Nudge, nudge, hint, hint, wink, wink type deal. Right? No. The roadmap is for everybody, and we have a responsibility to follow that roadmap to our destination. Now that we know that the foundation of the roadmap is the Bible and is God's Word and is divinely inspired and God-breathed, the question is, where in the Bible does it say what you're supposed to do in life? Like, where you're supposed to go to school, or what job you're supposed to work, or what person you're supposed to marry, or on and on, and what car you're supposed to buy, and on and on and on and on. Like, where is that? It says nowhere in the Bible, Justin, do this. Like, this is what I want you to do right here. I want you to buy this house right here. I can't find that. I even looked, okay? It's a joke. Thank you. We look, and we try to crack the code. We say, well, every three letters, there has to be my name somewhere. You know, we try to find all these funky ways to say, this is my life, and this is what God says to do. But honestly, it's not in there what you're supposed to do in that sense. The basics are there. Follow God in His ways, and don't stray from these ways, and we go by that roadmap. But the questions that we have that are individual questions, like, what does this mean for me, and where am I supposed to go? This, that, this, that, this, that. That has to be something totally different. but yet not contradictory to God's word, right? So the next part of the GPS is the voice of the Spirit. That's what we're talking about, the Holy Spirit. This is the fun part. The voice of the Spirit is unique, specific, personalized guidance applicable to you. This is unique for every single person. God will speak. We just have to have the ears to hear what he's trying to speak. His Holy Spirit has been given to you guys, given to myself as well, to listen to have him guide us, and to show us the answer to those questions that we have in this life. But again, being sensitive to it is something we need to learn to be. So the Holy Spirit is what we keep in step with. So Romans 8, 12 through 14 says, therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. It also means your plans and purposes will not be exactly what God has called them to be. Death. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And by those who confess the name of Jesus, we are children of God. So what's that mean? Hey, we follow the Holy Spirit and his guidance and direction. Whoa, that's amazing. That's what we get. Galatians 5:25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Now, how do you recognize the Holy Spirit's voice? How do we recognize the Holy Spirit's voice? Because I don't know what it sounds like, right? We don't understand it. Some of us don't even realize that God can speak to us. Some of us have never even considered asking the Holy Spirit of God. Some of us are just coming to church hearing a message and just kind of leaving with the knowledge that we have in the church, but we don't want to, we don't really have an interest of applying it to our lives outside of the church and actually be in the church 24/7. You see, God doesn't just stay in this building. In fact, he doesn't live here. Like, the address is not Jesus Christ, 1289 East Main Street, or 1292 East Main Street, right? Whatever the address is here. Thank you. Like, it doesn't say that. He doesn't live here. He lives in us. He says, where two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of these people. We're to be the church. We're to be the church. In the church building, outside, at the garage, at the store, at the gym, at your job, at your schools, wherever it is, we're to be God's representatives. And we're to hear from his Holy Spirit. And we're going to totally unpack that here in a minute because I got some cool stories. I love it. So, if you don't know what his voice sounds like, then we need to spend more time with him. Again, getting yourself out of the way opens up for you to be able to hear from God. You'll get to a point, guys. We'll get to a point where we can walk into a room. It's like this example. Somebody you know really, really well. Maybe your spouse, maybe your great friend, whomever it is. You know their voice very, very well, right? And when you walk into a room of like 50 people, you can pinpoint this person's voice, because you recognize it. You know what it is. Like, aha, that's so-and-so. I can tell by that crazy laugh that they have. Or I can tell they sound like a chicken. Or they, you know, we have these traits about us, right? Like, oh, that's their high-pitched voice. Aha. Like, we can pinpoint who's speaking because we recognize the voice. We've been around it enough, you know? We recognize it. And it's like that with God. The more time we spend with him, the more time we spend on our faces before him, praising him and just doing things his way, getting in his word, just drowning out the junk of this world, the busyness and all the sorts of stuff that comes our way, and put our total focus on him and allow ourselves not to become distracted so much, we can recognize his voice. Therefore, we can experience him and hear him and his guidance and what he has for our lives. Make sense? But it comes down to this. We get out of it what we put into it with him. God is waiting to guide you and to speak to you, and he probably already is. We just got to get ourselves out of the way. So now that we know that there is like a dual GPS, it's like a GPS system that has two different features. Now that we know we have that much assurance and confidence that we can move forward with God and know the plans and purposes of our lives, what's that mean for our lives today? We're equipped now. We know what the source is. We know that the Bible and God's Spirit are the two things that we go to for this guidance. But what's that mean for our lives as we're taking this journey? How can I apply these principles to my life? And how can I actually live these things out? And what can I plan on experiencing as I go through this journey with the Lord? So we're going to unpack that. Five different things here. The first one is your journey will be unique. Your journey will be unique. So here's some relief for you. You're not John Doe. You're not Jane Doe. You are your own unique person. You're not me. You're not Mike. Let me just fix that. All right? You're not the person beside you. You're not your family members. You're not your friends. You're not your coworkers. You are you. You are you who is uniquely designed and gifted by God to do his plans and purposes. You are created by God and for God. And friends, that means the comparison game stops. That means there's no sense saying, well, I got to be exactly like this person over here to make it. Absolutely not. You be who God's called you to be because you are unique. Everybody's going to have their own unique journey in this faith walk with the Lord. Here's the problem. We get discouraged when we see other people's journeys taking off and seeing like great results, and we're kind of stuck in this crossroad or stuck in this spot. We tend to get antsy and say, I want it now, I want it now. But you're not them. And God might be doing a work in you at that moment, and that's why you're not moving forward at that moment. We have to be open to what he's speaking. You don't need people's approval. You don't need man's approval. The only approval that you need, that you should desire, is God's approval. Because you live for an audience of one, and that's it. You follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You follow what he says to do in your life. There will be haters along the way. There will be critics along the way. There will be naysayers along the way. There will even be those who support you along the way. You have to be certain that your unique plan for your life is what God's called. And if God's called it, you stand firm on it and you move forward in it. Amen? We do. Now here's a punch. We don't want to hear this. It's not always the fastest or shortest route. Oh, we were so on a good track and all of a sudden now we got to be patient. It's not always the fastest or shortest route. We all get there, we all want to get there really quick. We're kind of like rubbing the lamp, like, God, I just need this right now. Go. And we wish this and it's supposed to happen, but it doesn't, and we're just like, ah, it hurts. Why? Why isn't it happening yet? I want it to be so clear so I don't have to take that sidestep. I don't have to do this. I just want a clear direction, clear answer. What if I told you that there was pain involved sometimes in our journeys? What if I told you there was you potentially being a little uncomfortable, stretched, a little bit of pain? What if I told you there's potential hard times and there's lessons to be learned and there's some molding and shaping that needs to be happening in your life? What if it's not all like a bed of roses that you walk through? Or like, what if it's slower than you think? See, we live in a microwave culture. I don't know about you guys, but microwave food doesn't taste that good to me. Been there? You put food in the microwave, gets done like that, but the quality isn't there. For the most part, it's not. It's not a nice oven-baked or pan-fried meal. It is a nuked meal, and it doesn't taste that good. Just gets the job done, heats it up, whatever, not high quality. But a crock-pot meal, a slow cooker, who's a fan of slow cookers in here? Yes, because soups are amazing. Pulled pork, I'll be right back. I got some lunch to eat. Make myself hungry when I talk about it. So we want to have more of a slow cooker mentality when it comes to following Jesus. Because sometimes he will put it in the microwave and say, there you go, buddy, there you go. Check it, there it, do it. But oftentimes what he'll say is, slow and steady wins the race here, all right? Because he takes us on a journey and helps us process things through. When you don't hear from God, that's all the more ambition we need to draw closer to God. Because obviously he's going to speak. We just need to draw closer and hear him out. You know, there's a quick story I want to share. There's a man named Josh Pfeiffer at our church in Port Allegheny. And this is about direction, this story. Josh created this, he felt the Lord impress upon him to create this piece of art. It was this black heart, like a big metal thing that was sharp and cut me a few times. And it was a good piece of art, I'll tell you. but it was an awesome piece of art because it was basically about labels and what people would say towards a person and label them this person. And then we'd label ourselves this. And he put that on the heart. And then he put in contrast to that what God says about you. And he comes up to me like 2 weeks after he makes it. And he's like, Justin, what am I supposed to do with this? I felt God say, this is what I'm supposed to do. He told me to go on this journey. And I said, I don't know, Josh. I mean, we need to pray. And he's like, he's saying these things. Well, am I supposed to do this or that or this or that? I'm like, honestly, I don't have an answer. Those are all options, but I don't know exactly what God wants for your life in this area with this piece of art. He was kind of like, just, he wasn't sure, and it was kind of frustrating, you know? Like, why did I make this thing? Well, we prayed, and we sought God's direction. And a couple weeks later, that piece of art was used as a tool to set people free in one of our services. It went along with the message that we did that talked about labels and what we put on ourselves and how God says something totally different about us because he took those labels on the cross. Our labels are dead. We're actually children of God. Loved, adored, cherished, treasured, a child of God, sons and daughters of God. Like, that's who we are. We're not what people said about us. We're not what the devil throws out at us. So anyway, Josh, I told him, I said, hey, I feel like the Lord wants us to use this piece of art in our service at the end here. And he's like, okay. So we used it. And guys, let me tell you, it was one of the most powerful moments we ever had in Port Allegheny. I share that story because it doesn't always make sense the direction we're supposed to go. It's not always clear what steps we're supposed to take. But reality is this, that we go to Jesus, we ask his Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, and he will bring an answer. Sometimes we just need to have that patience that is that letter, that word we just have a hard time with. Patience. This guy's a hard time with patience, I'll be honest with you. But it's just sometimes they're not always the quickest way. Also, in your outlines, others will share parts of your journey, but each have their own unique plan that will make things different. Everybody has a journey that God will put them on in this life. Nobody in this room is exempt from that, okay? Every person has a journey. Now, some people will share some of that journey with you. Like, for instance, you're going to be a teacher. You might go to school with somebody who's going to be a teacher in the same school, going the same direction. But God will call them into different plans with their education. Same with doctors, same with nurses, same with anybody. Authors, preachers, whomever you are, mechanics, coaches. God has a unique plan for every person, so it's not the same. Though you will share some of the journey with them, it's not always going to end the same for every person. So number two, how else can we clearly know what God wants from us? If you're looking and listening, God will faithfully guide you. We go as far as we allow ourselves to go with God. We really do. And again, it comes down to dying yourself regularly. Jesus said, take up your cross daily. So that means it's not just a one-time thing. We think it is, but you know what? I have to die to myself every day in certain areas, okay? We all have to. And that's a humbling experience because now we know we don't have all the answers together and we don't have it all together. We have to die to self daily and be open to what God says and not what our flesh says. See, we can't take the stance of our ways are better than God's ways. We can't be the stubborn-hearted people who say, it has to happen this way. Because we tend to be. It has to happen my way, or I'm going to throw myself a temper tantrum. God, why? Can it be my way? I know we all, like, times where we kick and scream and we think our ways are always better, but he understands, sees the end from the beginning, and he will guide us in the right ways and the right track. Lay your wants and desires aside. Allow him to mold and shape you, and your desires start becoming his desires, and his desires start becoming your desires because you're lined up, you're in sync with God. The Holy Spirit speaks to you. Number three, God knows more than you, and his plan will be more than your plan. So be open to interruptions to your plan. Examples, stopping to help those broke down, to see the sights, maintenance, avoiding the road work, and tolls. I love this part. We tend to focus so much on our journeys. Like, let's just be real. So let's look at an everyday scenario. We get up in the morning, we hurry up, brush in our teeth, shower, all that stuff, get ready for a day, spruce up, and then we're on our way to work or on our way to our appointments or whatever it is we're going, and we are focused. Been there? Nobody get in my way. You're getting stiff-armed. Spin move. Juke. Right? We do that. And we're so focused on our day, on the plans of our own lives, that we're just, nobody get in my way because I'm a storm right now, locomotive coming through. And so here's the problem. We have to understand that God leads us and directs us on mission while we're in fulfillment of the plan that he has us in. As we're on the journey, God has us on mission wherever you go, okay? This is where it gets amazingly beautiful because this is where the Holy Spirit comes in. So we become interruptible. You know, on your way to school, you might stop somewhere. On your way to work, you might stop somewhere. And God's Holy Spirit may prompt you and say, hey, dude, you need to go do this. I have some stories I want to share with you. I'm walking to the fitness center in Port Allegheny, chugging along. I pass this one guy. And I felt the Holy Spirit prompt me to say hello to him. Just ask him what's up with life. No, I got a task here. I got to get ripped. I got to get buff. Got to get my gains. Okay? Swole. I had to say it one day. That's a new word. So cool, I guess. But don't hate. I just want to start being cool like everybody else. So I'm walking. And God prompts me to stop and talk to him, but I'm just like, no way. I gotta get, you know, I'm walking. And all of a sudden, I just feel this, like, conviction. Dude, go talk to him. So he's halfway down the road, okay? He's way down there, and I'm going this way. Because we're walking totally different directions. And I'm like, oh, you gotta work out anyway, Justin. All right, so I'm running. I run after him. I'm serious, like 20 seconds away. Get up to him. Hey! You know, we're... sweaty a little bit, and hey, man, what's up? And we start talking about life, and he talks about how he had an alcohol struggle, and I got to share my struggle with food addiction, and it was a really cool God moment. And guys, this was a year and a half ago. I want you to get this. A year and a half ago, we had a good conversation. We prayed. I see him once in a while on the streets. Last week, he comes to Open Arms, Port Allegheny. Because I made that touch. That's big. I want you to know that, man. That's when we're interruptible, when God moves and he speaks while you're doing your thing and doing your plan, we don't know who he's going to bring along our paths. We don't know what it is that's going to speak to the person he wants us to speak to, what it is that's going to touch their lives to show who he is to them, that he loves them, cherishes them, and wants a relationship with them. A year and a half later, he walks into our church. What if I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit? What if I wasn't interruptible? We're on mission everywhere we go. What about tipping your waitress or your waiter? You know, Christians are supposed to be the most generous people on this earth. And you might think it has nothing to do with this message today, and I just want to say it does, because everywhere you go, you're to be a blessing. God will speak to you. What if you tipped your bill to the waitress? What if they saw Jesus in you by the way you were generous? Because for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son. Christians are supposed to be givers, right? Generous givers at that. We're supposed to have the open fist method going on, not the closed fist method going on. And so there's times where my wife and I went out and sent the boast, but we
bless people with a bigger tip, sometimes almost half or almost whole, the whole bill. And it's funny because people are like, how can you afford that? Well, you go out to eat less. You save up. Dave Ramsey, baby. It's a good program to take. Financial Peace University. But you do that stuff because we're supposed to be generous. The Holy Spirit prompts you to do that. And some of you might be sitting here saying, I can't do that. Well, if God prompts you, there's no excuses. You do it. We'll be held accountable. See, God will throw out audibles all the time. I just had to recently take a part-time job at Walmart. And I can sit here and say, oh, I got to work. Or I can sit here and say, I get to work. You see, this is part of God's plan for my life, the guidance that he's giving me to go work in a secular job that's outside of the church to be a witness of Jesus Christ to these people. Dude, I walked into Walmart, had my interview. I name dropped Jesus right away, man. That's like the guy talks to me and he asked me some questions, and I said, I want to work for you as if I'm working for the Lord. We talk about Jesus no matter what. I'm there on mission. Walking in the back, people are like this. Me. Sunshine. Cha. Either I'm going to get hated really bad, or I'm going to be blessed, or they're going to be blessed. I am so excited. Everywhere I go, the Holy Spirit has to be the one I listen to, and I'm on mission. And that's what makes our faith real and not just a church thing. Okay, I'll stop talking about that. Number four, we feel like we got in the wrong road. Number four is God recalibrates and redirects us. There's many times in my life where I've done things my own way. I'm not exempt from that. I've hurt people. I've hurt myself. I've hurt God. Made some foolish choices. And it's easy to say, life stinks. Just give up and be depressed, be down. There's times and places where you look back and you see you missed it. But here's some good news. God redirects us. He redirects us. This is the good news. Like, he will recalibrate and he will mold things and shape things to work them out according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He will bring to completion the work that he started in your life. We can go ahead and call the audibles ourselves. We can go ahead and do something different. But reality is, God will restore and work out all things for the good of those who love him. We hold on to a hope, right? And we hold on to a confidence knowing that he can do that. The thing is, guys, we sometimes try to, like, we're traveling. Some of us guys, especially, we don't need a GPS. No. The wife says, go in and ask for directions. I don't need to ask for directions. I'm a man. Hold up our razors and show our chest hairs. Or lack of, for some people. And we don't need help. We know more than this GPS. It says, head straight. I know a shortcut. Takes us totally different direction. And you don't even get there most of the time. Friends, we tend to do that with God sometimes. We tend to be like, man, I know what he says. I know what he's telling me to do, but I'm totally taking a different direction here. And what that does is it kind of messes our journey up a little bit. So in your outlines, there will be times where we intentionally or unintentionally sin, by commission or omission. Commission. We don't care what God says. We're going to disobey because we want to, and we have a heart of disobedience, and that's what we want to do. We're commissioned to sin. Omission. God speaks, Justin, go do this. Not today, God. Not today, God. But here's the good news. By his grace and mercy, God looks at us and says, you might be a little messed up right now. You may have done things your own way. You might be just a little bit stubborn. But I love you. And you ask for that forgiveness, I will forgive you. You see, like a good GPS, God recalibrates the journey's plan to lead us from where we are to get where we need to go. Out of his grace and mercy. You ever hear the words, recalculating? Or you have a guy's voice on it.
Recalculating.
Does anybody even change the voices? It's always the same old GPS voice. You notice that? Recalculating. Mine's name's Bertha. My GPS girl. Bertha told me to go this way. But God will redirect, take us where we are, and say, all right, buddy, turn this way. So wherever we're at in life, understand that God can redirect. Because, again, in your outlines, God is a God of grace and mercy, second, third, and fourth chances. Why does he say to do things his way? Is it to be a killjoy and say, God, you're trying to spoil my fun? How dare you? Why are you trying to spoil my fun? Don't you know I have life to live, man? My friends are doing this. Don't you understand? God's setting his standards on our lives and sets these standards up for a reason and sets his ways up for a reason. That's to spare us of the pain and the consequences that come with making our own decisions. Okay? It's not to make your life miserable, I promise. It's to make your life better. We have to be okay with that. God's not a party pooper. He's not up there trying to make you the most miserable person in the world. He's trying to direct you and help you because he cares about us and loves us. And he will direct and he will show you which way to go. Now, it's because he loves us. Number five, doing things our own way, straying from God's plan, takes us places we were never meant to go, experiencing things we were never meant to go through. Again, it's not to make anything sound hopeless. This is number one, a warning saying, do things God's way, get God's results. That makes sense, right? If you've already done things your own way and you're on this journey, understand that God redirects and helps you through. He does these things because he loves us and he wants to help us. We're never meant to experience a life that wasn't full. We're meant to experience life to the full, that John 10:10 life that Jesus wants us to have. Close with a scripture, 2 John 1:9. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. Don't run ahead. It'll spare you. It will. And if you don't hear God talking to you and you don't know what direction to go, what you do is you stay where you're at that moment, you work hard, you press in, and you knock on God's door until you feel that presence of God in that direction and where to go, all right? But we don't move until we know for sure that's the direction he wants us to go. We keep our soul focus on him in tunnel vision to move forward with him. You can say today you don't hear God. My challenge to you is this, press into him more. How much are you reading? How much are you praying? How much are you getting fellowship with other believers? How many people are you talking to pray for you? Are you fasting even? These are all methods. These are all ways that we draw closer to God. And I tell you that in hope that he will speak, but have patience and perseverance. All right? God is good. He knows the plans he has for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. He promises that. And we can walk away in confidence today knowing that he has a plan and purpose for your life, and he will direct you wherever you're at. We good with that? We take that away today? All right, let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for your Spirit today. I want to thank you that you're alive, that you're well, and that there are no lost causes in this room. I trust right now that you're at work, that you're speaking to every single person, including myself, Lord, on what direction we're supposed to go in life. You're that GPS that we need to know your will, to know what it is we're supposed to do. God, make it totally clear. Help us to get ourselves out of the way and put you first. We need your guidance. We need your blessing. We need your voice. We need your Spirit to speak very, very clearly. Show us what it is we need to get out of the way, Father. Show us what it is we need to start doing so we can perfectly hear from you to get ourselves out of the way. I ask for your blessing upon this service, that your word that just went out would not return void, but it would set itself out to do what it was supposed to do. Father, thank you for a return of righteousness. Thank you for your blessing upon every person, for your favor and direction. We trust in you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.